Crop producers impacted by severe weather, including drought, now have another risk management tool for their use, courtesy of the Risk Management Agency and the Farm Bill.
RMA is announcing that it will be able to offer a limited release of the APH annual production history yield exclusion election, which was outlined and contained in the 2014 Farm Bill.
Agriculture Secretary Tom Vilsack says this risk management product came about when crop farmers worried how an extreme weather-related year, or two, or more, might skew 10-year production and yield data needed to determine crop insurance information.
This is a circumstance and situation where, as they look at their production history over the last 10 years, if they had one year where they literally were wiped out or where they literally had very little in the way of production, if you take that year out, obviously your average yield for that period of time will be significantly higher, and that may prompt you to want and to need additional coverage or to provide coverage consistent with what generally and usually happens.
Or put another way, APH is designed to give flexibility to growers in making their decision. As RMA Administrator Brandon Willis explains,
depending on how many of those years actually qualify, and to qualify, that's a county-based determination, not an individual-based determination. They can drop many of those years. What they're going to have to do is, when this program is online here in a few months, they're going to want to sit down with their crop insurance agent. And they're going to want to look at the options they have. If they're in a county where they are able to exclude some years, they're going to want to look at what that does to how much they can insure and the cost associated with that. It's just in practical terms, the more you insure, oftentimes the more you're going to pay. But it's really an individual decision. There's going to be different nuances. And the smart thing for a farmer to do is sit down with his crop insurance agent early next year and see how the rules work and see how they work for their individual situation.
The administrator says details on APH yield exclusion will be available in December and will apply to many spring-planted crops in the 2015 crop year. So think corn, soybeans, spring wheat, cotton, among others. But as Secretary Vilsack points out,
these crops represent roughly 75% of the applicable acreage that is currently insured and roughly 78% or so of what the applicable liability may very well be.
And going back to flexibility, say if a grower has crop years eligible for exclusion and crops in the same year that are eligible, corn, soybeans, and spring wheat, for example, then a producer can choose any or all of those to be excluded from their annual production history. I'm Rod Bain reporting for the U.S. Department of Agriculture in Washington, D.C.